So now I'd like to ask Mr. Roy Gebenk, he's the managing director of XBE Marine, to share his insight on a new development that his company is putting together. So Roy, thank you for being with us, and good to have Dimitri, of course, with whom we go back quite a few years. High school.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful moment to be here. Thank you for the opportunity, also to Capital Link, for having this presentation today. First of all, the theme of today, the long-term sustainability, it made me think, and especially in relation, of course, to our product, where we're building long-term value is critical, of course, on not just a sustainable level, but also on a economic level. And everybody is aware nowadays that sustainability is a priority on everybody's agenda. But the long term is important in new sea or new marine fuels and new vessel designs. But in order to get there, we need short-term solutions as well. And the reality probably is that most of the vessels of the global fleet will remain using fossil fuels and, well, the engines that are present now for possibly decades to come. So we hope to offer you a solution that can reduce emissions on the very short term to bridge the gap to the long-term solutions as a transition method. And the beauty is that the economic value and the sustainability value is in this product itself. So about the content of this presentation, of course, our product is XBE. I would like to take you through the technology, a piece of liability that has been approved, and it's been also proven in the field, but also by labs and third independent parties. The typical results you can expect from the use of our technology and XBE in practice. So several field tests that I would like to present to you, and a return on investment. And if I would ask you, if you would invest, let's say, €1 in a project like ours, in our technology, and it would return to you €2 up to €4 in return, if that would be an interesting thing, then this is absolutely the part that you would be interested in. First of all, what is XBE? Well, XBE is a completely different technology than most of you probably are aware of. It's completely consisting of natural components. So there are no chemicals, there is no ash, there is no metals in this solution. It purely consists of a mixture of enzymes. And enzymes, they are proteins, special proteins that have the power to bind different products together or to break them apart. And that's exactly what our product does. It breaks heavy molecules or complex structures of fuel mixtures apart. And it's basically the most powerful natural catalyst. So where we, in refineries or different applications, find solutions to bind different products together or to change them or modify them, we bring them over a catalyzer. We do it exactly the other way around. We bring the catalyzer into the fuel, doing exactly the same. It's engineered for all fossil fuels and biofuels. It works on hydrocarbons, so it makes it universally applicable for all fuels available, from gasoline to the heaviest fuels available in the markets. So it has a very broad working spectrum. So basically what enzymes do, on one hand, it's the catalysis process, breaking down complex structures in the fuel. But it's universally applicable. We know that in the human body we have about 3,000 different enzymes breaking down, initiating, and speeding up all kinds of chemical processes, biochemical processes that are essential to life. It's also essential in the making of all kinds of products like cheese or bread, or probably wine, also in optimizing detergents to make them work more economically and effectively. So it makes perfect sense using them in fuels as well. So if we take a step back and look at what enzymes actually are, you can see that it's a very complex structure of proteins that act as natural catalysts. So they break down at an immense speed level all kinds of mostly complex structures that we can find in today's fuels. They were in fuels before. Fuels have never been homogeneous whatsoever, but with today's new marine fuels, VLSFO, but also in the HFO that has been switching in quality as well, there is a lot to optimize by the enzymes. They speed up chemical reactions, so they initiate the chemical process, but they also speed it up by an incredible pace. They can change a molecular structure by a million times per second. So that also figures that if we wouldn't have them in our own human bodies, digestion just wouldn't take place. So it's really essential for these biochemical processes. But they are very specific. So you need an enzyme for a very specific substrate to be actively changing the form. So if you have, looking at our product, we have over 25 different types of enzymes that all act differently on a linear carbon chain, but also on an asphaltenic compound or on a aromatic compound. And all together, they optimize the fuel, making it more stable, more homogeneous, and easier to burn. And they're, like mentioned before, extremely effective, both in the catalysis process by breaking products down on a molecular level, but also in the cleaning process. As probably everybody knows, we have detergents since the 1960s, I think, that have been optimized by enzymes to lower the washing temperatures. They start cleaning right away, so it's a very nice by effect. And what is very crucial about enzyme technology is that the enzymes themselves, they are not being used. So where chemical products often bind with their substrates, and once all the bindings have taken place, the action will stop. The enzymes, they just take part of the enzyme of the chemical process just instantly, and they just let loose and keep remaining active in the fuel to do their next work. What it looks like is basically this: you have an enzyme, and you have a substrate. In this particular case, it's a fuel, a hydrocarbon chain, and when it fits exactly on that enzyme, and sometimes it's referred to as a lock in a key or a key in a lock, then the reaction takes place and these hydrocarbon chains, they are broken apart. So you are left over with two different products. And I have a small animation to show it.
Yeah. As XB's enzymes collide with fuel molecules and contaminant particles, known as substrates, active sites on the enzymes adjust their shape slightly to form a precise fit known as the enzyme-substrate complex. This fit, often compared to a lock and key, optimizes catalytic function. The substrate's molecular structure is altered, weakening or cleaving bonds, resulting in the products, which are smaller hydrocarbons and smaller contaminant particles. The products are released from the enzymes, which return to their original shape and can catalyze new substrates up to 1 million times per second. Smaller fuel molecules and cleaner fuel atomizes better, facilitating a more complete reaction with atmospheric oxygen. This improves combustion, improving engine efficiency and reducing both fuel consumption and toxic gas emissions. XB Enzyme Fuel Technology.
So catalysis is key in our product. That's the main function of the enzymes. And what they do is completely different to additives, most likely. Of course, we are adding our product to a fuel. So technically speaking, you could say it's an additive, like sugar in your coffee. But it acts in a completely different way. And that's why we really want to emphasize that it's a technology. As we know, in the whole spectrum of the applications of enzymes, in healthcare, in pharmaceutics, it acts all in the same way by lowering activation energy. And activation energy in relation to combustion, you need a certain amount of energy initially to get the burning process going. And the enzymes, they break down complex structures of fuel molecules, but they also weaken the bonds between molecules. making it more susceptible to start burning. And that is shown in emission measurements in most cases, that you can also see that the combustion temperature is being lowered. A very distinctive sign of a more complete and more efficient burning process. In the process, oxygen is also caught within the mixture of fuel, also enhancing the process called oxygenation. And the breakdown of organic contaminants, it starts right in the bunkers. So everything that is organic, the enzymes will start breaking down. So whether it's sludge, or it's water, or it is microorganisms, they will start dividing all these contaminants into minuscule particles, dispersing them into the fuel so that you can get rid of them out of your system. One of the effects is that it stabilizes the fuel and conditions the fuel. So we have many customers that are also using the product just to condition the fuels for longer use. For instance, on LNG applications where diesel fuel or MGO is being used as a pilot fuel, maybe it needs to be in stay in good condition for a year. The enzymes will do that, no problem. And it also improves lubricity in the whole process by almost 38% proven by Intertek. Proven and approved. So we have several analysis and all kinds of certifications from DNV showing that the product doesn't contain any chemicals. So this has also been the basis, for instance, for the letter of no objection from Wärtsilä, who is very strict in the approval of any product, and especially ferrocenes and ash, they are not approved for any letter of no objection. Intertek and Bureau Veritas also do our fuel compliance every 2 years so that we can show that it doesn't alter the fuel, it doesn't change the specifications, it's all within the OEM's specifications. Then we have Berkeley University also that has done an extensive study on biofuels to show that our product is also working in even the raw fuels, so in palm oil, but especially nowadays in FAME. Well, what typical results can you expect? Fuel consumption and also obviously related to that, the CO2 emissions, they go between 4 and 10%. Lower emissions or lower loads will have a less efficient burning process. You can expect, especially in offshore, for instance, higher results. We've seen results even at 10% reductions. For NOx, 10 to 20%, sometimes even higher. And in average, a 30 to 40% reduction in soot. It wasn't there, was it? No. Thank you. Then XB in practice. So we have Royal Boskalis, who did an extensive test in Bahrain with our products. Accreditated Lab and Virotech did all the official measurements, E2 test cycles, and it showed a reduction of 9.1% in CO2 emission, and also related to that, the special fuel oil consumption being reduced by almost 10%. NOx 25% just by lowering the combustion temperatures. Brittany Ferries, long-term customer of ours, also accredited test done by Eurofins with an IMO E2 test cycle. I'll just watch there to make sure it's there. On HFO 380, so with CO2, again, 11%. The carbon monoxide, a clear indicator of a better, more complete combustion process, down by 36%. And soot, 42%. And we see this, whether it's with diesel fuel or it's even the heavy fuel oils 380, it's always around the 30 up to 40% reduction. This is a recent test we did in the Netherlands with the Southern North Sea Pool, which is a consortium of 9 or 10 operators on the North Sea, mainly offshore. Official test done by Engineering Bureau Tau with a official ISO test, E2 test cycle. Great results, 6.5% reduction in CO2 and also in special fuel oil consumption. But these offshore vessels, they are not operating on a, well, average level of 75%, where 50% of the weighted average is coming from. So we made a recalculation on 50%. If we put 50% of the weighted average on 50% of the load, it is a reduction of 9.71%. And they even claimed that they, even after 3 years now, they have a 10% structural reduction in their fuel consumption over the whole fleet. And that also relates to their loads. The loads are a little bit lower, about 35-40%. So the benefits are even higher there. And I published a whole article on this matter as well. Then one from Intertech Lab, where we showed that by adding the enzymes to a SPOTS5 rated HFO blend, after just 5 days, it went back from a spot rating 5 to a spot rating 2.6. So from completely uncompliant, incompliant to a readily usable fuel again. Then this is the most important part, I think. The return on investment. I've made just an example of a calculation. If you would invest 3 drums of XP, which is enough for 832 liters, and this is in this particular case, enough for 39 weeks in use, then the break even for that investment is already after 16 weeks. And eventually, after 39 weeks, you will end up with a profit of over 47,000 euros. And that's just on fuel consumption. If we take a look at the CO2 reductions, this relates to a 372 tons of CO2 being reduced at a carbon pricing of around 50 euros, which is low. We've seen it higher, but it's also likely to be increasing in time. We have another saving of 18,000 euros, adding up to 65,000. So with your initial investment of 18,975 euros, the payback here is 65,815. So this is where the 1 euro investment returns to 2.5 up to 4 euros in return. Then in my conclusion, at the end of this presentation, let me turn my focus to Greece. The nation is a true powerhouse, of course, for practically ever in global shipping and with one of the largest fleets in the world. And Greece could absolutely lead by example here by reducing the industry's carbon footprint. And just imagine what would happen if Greece would embrace our technology and just reduce the whole emission by 5%. That would lead to a reduction, translate to millions of tons of CO2 being avoided every year. And in the meantime, also by increasing profitability very substantially. So it would send also a powerful message to the industry that profitability or economic value and sustainability can and should go hand in hand. Thank you very much.